And he would read the Bible, chapter and verse, out loud. And as many as 1,000 people had gathered while he was reading the Bible without a microphone, without any ambiance.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on January 29, 2025, and is titled, Watch God Go. So grab your Bible, turn to the book of Nehemiah, and let's join Steve and the message.
Just sitting at his desk, reading his Bible out loud with perfect English and probably a not just an old hillbilly redneck accent. And people's ears were drawn to the Word of God. What happened to America? How come our ears aren't drawn to the Word of God? It's amazing to me that we'll elect people to office who can't even spell Constitution. AOC, that's why she's got letters for a name. It's abbreviated. I made Curtis, Robin's rolling her eyes, and Curtis, he snorted and dropped his Bible. That was funny. But, I mean, honestly, if you're going to serve this country, you should have some vague idea of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. But also, if you're a Christian, you profess to be a Christian, this Word of God should have authority in your life. Can't have authority in your life if you don't know what it says. And listen, I don't trust people that translate the Bible. I don't trust people that commentate on the Bible. I don't even trust people that preach the Bible. I trust the Bible. Do you know why I have such a hard time with religion? It's not because I want to be a knucklehead. I just know what the Bible said, and I have a hard time tolerating people lying about God. It's that simple. Let me read you what Daniel Webster wrote. He said, if we abide in the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity. That's in the late 1800s. If these people and the generations to come will not submit to the authority of the Word of God in our everyday lives, this nation will lose its glory. This nation's glory is not in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. That's our foundation. That's our path. That's our sustenance as a politic. Our glory is in the Lord Jesus Christ, represented through we the people. A people who pray and wake up one day and standing in the answer to their prayers. Thank you, Jesus. And all across America for the last 12 days, over and over, in the city square, not in the synagogue, in the city square, praise the Lord. He heard my prayers. The Lord has answered my prayers. Praise the Lord. Do you know what has to happen before he answers your prayers? You gotta pray. Gotta pray. Pray to someone you know, not someone you know about. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Use the pathway called the Bible. He wrote this amazing document about his life and our life and all of creation and all of eternity and everything that happens in the midst of it all. He wrote it down for us. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants the best for us. He loves our nation. He wants the best for the one nation on the globe that all other nations call a Christian nation. He holds out great responsibility for us as a Christian nation, for his children Israel some of these days, soon to come. So as revival continues to spread throughout our country, with hands going up on city corners, praise the Lord, he heard my prayers. Let's continue to do our part. Renewing our minds. Staying hooked. Doing it for ourselves. I'm not here to do it for you. I'm here to test your mustard and spur you on. That's my job. How am I doing? I'm testing your mustard all right, ain't it? I mean, really. If this was meant to be easy, Jesus wouldn't be our example. But with him, all things are possible. We're seeing it. Not very long ago, there's a lot of things looked impossible. I love what Donald Trump said at his inauguration. He said, "The impossible is what we do best. The impossible is what we do best." That fires me up now. I just want to pray down another mountain or something, you know? I'm going to give one last little testimony here, and we're going to quit. Here a while back, Murph was telling me today that he worked a walk this weekend, and so I'm going to use this story because I shared a little bit of it, but it's interesting how it all turned out. But one night, one of the first nights that Murph blew the horn here, he blew the horn, and we talked about it a good bit, but there was a guy on the other side of the camera, and he had a lot of stuff going on inside his belly, and he couldn't walk, and he couldn't get up. Anyhow, he sent me a video that night. I had the video. Some gun got healed right over in Clovis. He's watching on the TV. I mean, the knot on his belly went down. He's up, jumping around, got his shirt off, and he's getting after it. I mean, great deal. Praise the Lord. He's praising the Lord. So he sent me the video, and he said, "The Lord heal me." And I texted him back, and I said, "Praise the Lord." Well, that's kind of the end of it. So anyhow, Murph bumps into him on the walk this week. Murph's over there talking about blowing his horn there with somebody, and this guy's sitting over here listening, and in a minute he said, "So are you the horn guy? You're the horn blower?" And he said, "Yep." "So you're Murph." He said, "I was watching one night, Wednesday night on Muleshoe Fellowship, and you blew your horn. And he said, the Lord healed me, everything about me." And he said, "I sent a video to Frisco over there and showed him I was in my shorts and jumping around." And he said, all he said was, "Praise the Lord." He said, "I didn't quite understand why we didn't get more out of it." And Murph said, "Well, really, praise the Lord's the only answer." And he said, "If it's a way of life, you're probably not going to get all that jacked up." He said, "You know, the Lord's healing people all the time. The Lord's answering prayers all the time. We treat it like it's some rarity in the earth. It's not." So honestly, the Lord healing somebody is like somebody calling me up and saying, "Hey, I won the team roping this week." Well, it's about time. Good for you. Really. Praise the Lord. He heard my prayers and he answered me. He's been doing that for me for 30 years. I plan on it. I don't know why you wouldn't. I got a sneaking hunch that there's a president that's been shot in the ear. It's kind of catching on to some of this. Maybe it'd be good if the church just got shot in the ear. Maybe we'd catch on a little better. Anyhow, that's all I got for you tonight. I'm looking forward to 48 months. Praise the Lord, you heard my prayers. That was on the list, God, thank you. That was on the list, God, thank you. Thank you, my grandsons. Man, we're going to fly that flag a while. Huh? He heard my prayers. Yep. Yeah. Anyhow, that's it for tonight. We're going to get out of here. I got to go to South Dakota in the morning. So anybody got anything you need to talk about or pray about? Or all right. You do know that we all have to participate in this. We the people. And God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Lord, you just encourage the heck out of us. And Lord, we're so thankful that just there's so much going on. We're thankful that you, God, have stuck with us. Even when we just like in Nehemiah, we just let everything just fall in a heap. And then when we realize it, you're still standing there ready for us to put back all the pieces. Lord, let us be intentional about your word. It brings us hope. It's the greatest pathway to you. And I just thank you, Jesus. Bless everyone that's listening tonight, everyone. Bless our country. Watch over Donald J. Trump and all his cabinet and everybody that's working so hard already. And Lord, let's bring this country back to a right place, a country that's pleasing to you and blessed by you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And the Word came in the flesh, and he made his dwelling among us.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. Or on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.